When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Riley says, hey, Ben and Kelly, really don't know what to do here. Wanted to get your thoughts on my situation with my best friend. So my best friend and maid of honor is copying my dream wedding that I couldn't have because of COVID for her own. I don't even know where to start, from the colors to the venue. She even chose my dream photographer. It's as if I created a Pinterest vision board for her, and she's copying it word for word. And I'm devastated because she's my best friend. I want to be there for her. I don't want to make this about me, so I haven't said anything. I got to marry my soulmate, so I know it's not about the wedding, but I don't know what to do. Just when I think she's done, she'll send me a picture of the cupcake she's getting from the same spot I wanted mine from. Like gut punch after gut punch. Yeah. So what do I do?
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Wow. I mean, you know, I think it's one of those minor little things that you're going to look back on after many years and go, you know, wasn't that big of a deal after all. Because I think maybe you're just too close to it right now, and that's why it's hitting it, you know, and obviously COVID screwed everything up for a lot of people. So I could understand a little bit of maybe resentment that you couldn't have the wedding that you wanted, and not for any fault of your own. And then your friend is able to do exactly what you were wanting to do. Sure, I could understand there's a little bit of, like, you know, some feelings about that. But, man,
a little jealousy.
I think you just got to support your friend and be like, you know what? I'm going to love going to your wedding because this is exactly my cup of tea.
There it is. That's the thought. I think you kind of put it in your mind that you get to have your dream wedding because you're going to one. So just be, I know you're not the bride and you're not the center of attention.
Tell you what, why don't you wear white?
Amazing wedding. But stop. No, I'm not.
Why don't you? You know what?
We're not suggesting that.
You probably still have your wedding dress.
No, wearing the wedding dress. Are you insane?
Just to support your friend.
That makes her look psychotic.
Come on. No. I'm just joshing.
We're not doing that. I feel like, you know, you kind of look at it as you get to go to your dream wedding.
Yeah.
And how fun is that? And it's your best friend and, you know, support her. Yeah. You got to marry your soulmate. So that's the good part. And like you said, it is not about the wedding. So stick with that. Internalize that. You just said it. So internalize it.
Yeah, sure. That can be hard. What's your thought? Do you have experience with this where you literally had a friend rip off your wedding or something like that?
It is a little weird that the best friend doesn't seem to have acknowledged that she's kind of, you know, single white femaling your wedding dreams. But I think she also figured, well, you know, I should be able to do that because you're already married. And you're not planning your wedding. If you were both planning your wedding at the same time and she was taking everything, maybe there's a conversation. But again, you know, if the same people were going to be coming, maybe they'd notice or maybe not.
I don't think they'd notice because Riley never got to have that wedding.
Right. But what I'm saying, if they were actually planning their weddings at the same time, and then they turned out the exact same, maybe that's a conversation, but, you know, that ship has sailed.
I don't know. I just, unless you plan on divorcing your husband and getting married again in the same way, and you don't want to look like that you are copying your best friend, I think you just let it go.
Yes. Yeah. We're not divorcing our husband. So you're all over the place with it. We're not showing up in our wedding dress. We're not divorcing our husband so we can find someone else to marry so you can have that wedding. No, right. We're not doing any of those.
502-795-1997. Let us know your experience and your story surrounding something like this. So Riley is feeling like she's getting the gut punch after a gut punch after her best friend and maid of honor is literally doing a copycat wedding of the wedding she wanted to have but couldn't because of COVID.
And she's already married. She didn't just postpone.
Yeah.
She's already married.
No, she got married.
Did on a smaller scale and just kind of went, you know, a different direction.
Yeah.
And now she's feeling jealous she's watching her best friend live out the whole dream that she had plotted out.
Yeah. You know, I suggested, you know, maybe you appreciate the fact that you're getting the wedding of your dreams and you show up in a wedding dress and maybe.
No, you don't show up in a wedding dress.
Unless you're planning on getting a divorce and remarrying someone.
We're not divorcing our soulmate.
You don't want to look like you're copying your friend. Then you just kind of let it go. That was my.
You could have just stopped as like, enjoy going to your dream wedding, but it's for your best friend. It's going to be beautiful.
Right. Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show, dispenses the Andrew the Love Doctor advice.
Well, I'm going to give you the Love Doctor advice. I've had some instances where I've had friends that have to deal with this. I've never dealt with it personally, but I will tell you this. You guys are 100% right. I'm super proud of you. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
But at the end of the day, she said she married her soulmate, right?
Right.
Yep.
Weddings are about the people that you celebrate with, not about what it looks like. You could have a small wedding. It'd be fantastic. A huge wedding. Ben's right down the road. She's not going to think about that. Now, if she wants to have a conversation with her best friend saying, hey, you know, this looks a little bit like, that's fine. Have the conversation. It is what it is, right? But at the end of the day, let it go. Let it go, because at the end of the day, it's about the person you married. It's about the people that you celebrated with. And I'm going to say one last thing. Yes, you don't want to divorce anybody, Ben. And you don't want to show up in a wedding dress, Ben. But just saying, brother.
We got a text from Lisa. I do not enjoy Sensible Ben. Well, there you go. He went off the rails a little bit for you with those suggestions.
All right.
You guys are spot on. It's about the people you celebrate with, guys. At the end of the day, it's about the people you're with. That's the most important part. She's got to remember that.
Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you, sir.
Keep on loving, guys.
Well, Shelley says Ben is the level of petty I strive to be, so I don't know what that means, but... got another message from a listener, Kimberly, who says, hey, enjoy the day with her. Be happy. I feel like I just listened to an argument between two kindergartners over one purple crayon, LOL.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay, when you break it down like that. Now, Justin says maybe she's doing it for you since you missed out. Like, maybe it's a little nod to you. And maybe. Kathy's kind of saying it the same way. She needs to let it go and take it as flattery. Obviously, she's got great taste and her best friend knows it.
All right. Well, let's leave it at that. All right. Riley, I know it feels like a gut punch right now, but just you're going to have to be the mature one. I know. Tough on this show to say, yes, try for maturity.
Because you're sitting over there going, I wanted to be that bride.
I know.
It's hard not to think that. I understand. I get it. But just enjoy that you get to see your vision in person. With your best friend standing there as a lovely bride, and you're going to look fabulous too, and it's going to be a great night.
All right. Thank you for reaching out. That is Group Therapy.